Last July, GTAC sent the state $100,000 to tide over the DNR for the rest of the year, but expenses for evaluation and monitoring of rock sampling reached $150,000 by the end of the year. Now DNR materials manager Ann Coakley says they've asked GTAC to send them another payment, this time $250,000. She doesn't think they'll mind.
They really haven't said one way or another. I told them a couple of weeks back, you know, we're going to get our summary of expenses to you. We've exceeded the $100,000, and they said okay, and they have it now, and they haven't said anything about it.
The pot of money is not bottomless, though. Legislation passed last year caps the amount of money the state can bill GTAC at $2 million.
Right now, we'll ask for the next $250,000, but if we ever get to a point where we hit the $2 million cap, then we can't ask them for more money. But, you know, who's to say we're going to get to $2 million?
Most of the expenses, almost $120,000, was to pay DNR staff salaries and benefits. Coakley says about 30 people have been working on the GTAC project. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.